Lucille Ball would have been 90 years old today, and the U.S. Post Office is issuing a stamp to honor the great comedian. This year also marks the 50th anniversary of I Love Lucy. Until the day that show went on the air, no one would have predicted that Lucille Ball would have become a cultural icon. Funny, yes, but during her first couple of decades in Hollywood, Lucille Ball hovered just below stardom as the queen of the B-movies. Biographer Kathleen Brady.
If she'd come along earlier, she would have been a great star of The Silence if she'd been 20 years younger. She just came along at a period when her talent wasn't needed, and happily she hung on long enough for it to be recognized.
Oddly enough, it took a move to radio for the comedian best known for physical comedy to blossom.
Well, she's a very good friend of mine, and she's from MGM, and her name is Lucille Ball. Come on!
This is an appearance on Armed Forces Radio in 1943 before a live audience with Lucille Ball alongside Mel Blanc, better known as the voice of Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig. Here he's playing a nervous first date.
Hey, what am I going to get, a kiss or a quart of milk?
In 1948, the comedian became the star of a hit radio show named My Favorite Husband.
Lucy would also do the commercials for them. And as she did the commercials, Lucy would make faces and the audience would be beside themselves. And later, her radio writers became her television writers. And in the scripts, they would write things like spider, which was when she sort of puckered up her mouth in a funny way. They all knew what it was. It harkened back to being Little Miss Muffet for some commercial. This was how the show slowly began to come together.
The show, of course, was I Love Lucy. And there could have been no Lucy without Desi. In real life, Desi Arnaz, a young band leader and aspiring actor, with whom she fell instantly and madly in love on a movie set.
They met making a picture called Too Many Girls in the cafeteria of RKO, and Lucy had been making a film called Dance Girl Dance with Maureen O'Hara, and they had done a fight scene, and Lucy had a black eye courtesy of the makeup department, and her dress was torn, and she looked quite disheveled, and he came in looking all equally disreputable, with all dirty from having done a football scene, because he played an Argentine football player, don't ask, in this film, and bingo.
Love at first sight. Still, America would never have embarked on its love affair with the Ricardos if it had been left up to Lucy.
Desi was the one who wanted to do television. He really saw the potential. Lucy was wary of it because she knew it would be the end of her film career. He really talked her into it.
And, of course, the trouble was that America, or at least the networks, weren't prepared to accept, even though they'd been married for about 9 years at that point, weren't prepared to accept the two of them as a couple.
That's right. Well, people said no one will believe that an American girl, a red-blooded American girl, could be married to a Cuban.
What do you mean it won't be a success in television?
You don't have a pretty girl in your act.
Yeah. Here we go again.
How would you like to have your sponsor's product demonstrated by a gorgeous redhead?
I love it. You know where I can find one?
What we are listening to is the pilot for I Love Lucy. The networks so resisted this cross-cultural pairing of a Cuban and a redhead that Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz were forced to produce the pilot themselves. Here, Lucy has snuck on stage during Desi's act disguised as a professional clown.
I tell you what, though, I have a brand new instrument.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for somebody who can play it.
Oh.
And if you can play it,
yeah,
you got yourself a job.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
The characters Fred and Ethel Mertz had yet to come into existence, but every other signature element was in place for what was to become America's most popular TV show. Remember, millions more Americans tuned in for the episode featuring Little Ricky's birth then watched Dwight D. Eisenhower's inauguration the next day.
The elements were a power struggle. Lucy wanted to get out from under Desi's thumb. More specifically, Lucy wanted to go into show business, and this entailed tricking Ricky into allowing her to do so. It all revolved around Lucy breaking free. I think that that is the essential element of why we love this show and we're not cringing at some housewife who's under the thumb. This is why this is a beloved comedy and it's not a Doll's House, because it's about a power struggle. Yes, it's a child breaking free. It is, in a sense, an employee breaking free. Hopefully, it doesn't apply to men and women anymore, but it certainly is part of the human experience. And I think that's one of the reasons it grabs us. I have to quote Carol Burnett, who said, "The Martians, when they come, will laugh at Lucy." And they will, because it's just great visual stuff.
So now, in the year 2001, an essential element of our cultural literacy is the image of Lucy desperately stuffing her face with chocolates off a conveyor belt gone mad, or stained blue head to toe after stomping grapes. Kathleen Brady, author of the biography Lucille, counts among her favorites an encounter with a gastropod.
When she goes to Paris and she orders what she discovers is snails, and she does try to figure out what escargot means. She imitates a snail. I invite everybody to watch that with the sound off, because it's as funny without the sound as it is with the sound on. And that's what made her great.
Lucille Ball died in 1989. Today would have been her 90th birthday. And it was during TV's fall season 50 years ago that I Love Lucy made its debut.